Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
All right, Loofah, just a couple more final touches, and we've got ourselves a brand new state-of-the-art simul room. Now we can program the simul room to look and feel like anything in the world. All we have to do is set this dial to whatever place we want the room to become. Why does it matter? Are you kidding? We could use this for training exercises, learning opportunities, educational purposes. Yes, Loofah, we can also make the simul room look and feel like we're surrounded by 1,000 floofy dogs, of course! All right, come on, let's get out of here. I'm just going to set the dial for talent competition. What's that? You think I should warn everyone that I made this room so that no one wanders in here by mistake and thinks it's real? Nah. Come on, hop on my shoulder. Let's go. Loofah, have you ever seen Star Trek?
Yeah, no, neither have I.
No one appreciates me. Everyone treats me like a big joke, the snack guy. But I'm so much more than that. I know it.
Ooh, what's this room? I've never seen it before. And the door looks very official, like I'm not supposed to enter. Gonna enter! A big coffee shop? What's that sign say? Talent competition, : make people appreciate you by showing off your talents and winning prizes. Whoa, this seems too good to be true. It must be real!
Peter, thank goodness you're here.
Huh?
I'm Simon, you know, the MC for tonight's talent competition.
Huh?
Petey, you're up next.
Huh?
I like my story.
Don't write for other people, just write for yourself.
Just go for the imagination.
This is weird.
I just wanted to make a funny part.
Sheep, get out of here. We're trying to finish a story.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast, where we take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs.
Peter, come on. You gotta go up on stage.
But I didn't even sign up.
Yes, you did. I have your name right here on the sign-up sheet right now. Get up on stage. Go!
But I don't even have a talent.
Well, then you better think of one fast.
Okay, but first, a story?
Ah, pre-show ritual. Okay, something to soothe your nerves. I get it. Sure, whatever you need to do. Okay, go.
Listeners, have you ever felt small? Have you ever felt smaller than small? Have you ever felt subatomic small? Well, then you can relate to these next characters, because they're quarks. What are quarks? Honestly, I'm not totally sure.
But here to introduce it is the author.
Hi, my name is Isaiah. I'm 9 years old and I live in Australia. This is my story, Quark Power.
Once upon a time there was a galaxy, and in that galaxy there was a solar system, and in that solar system there was a planet, and in that planet there was a continent, and in that continent there was a country, and in that country was a state, and in that state there was a town, and in that town there was a house, and in that house there was a person made of atoms, and in those atoms there were quarks, but these were no ordinary quarks. They were
super quarks, flying around and zapping germs. Super quarks, flying around and zapping germs.
One day, Super Quark was flying around, saw a germ taking candy off a baby. Super Quark didn't like that.
Hey, give it back!
He bellowed at the germ, but the germ looked and yelled,
"No chance, Quarky."
Super Quark, he flew down and zapped that germ. Super Quark got a medal for his bravery. Super Quark, this quark is not ordinary.
In the atom, in the person, in the house, in the town, in the state, in the country, in the continent, in the planet, in the solar system, in the galaxy.
Super Quark, flying around and zapping germs. Super Quark, flying around and zapping germs. Super Quark, got a medal for his bravery. Super Quark,
this quark is not ordinary. Super Quark.
Oh, that was such a great story. I loved it. Wow, it's weird talking about how much I love a story without everyone else here. Oh well.
Okay, folks, the next talented competitor is a real talented treat. From what I can tell, he's super talented, and his talent will surprise everyone. Now please welcome to the stage the next talent competitor in our big talent competition, the very talented Peter.
Uh-oh, I don't know what my talent is.
Think, Peter, think. What are you good at? Eating snacks?
No, that's not a talent.
Or is it?
Wait a second.
It is.
I can do this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Peter. Sir, yes, you sitting down in front. Can you throw a piece of your popcorn up in the air?
Sure. Here you go. He got it in his mouth.
Oh, ma'am, all the way in the back there. Can you throw a piece of popcorn up here?
Yep. Coming at ya.
He did it again.
And now, for the grand finale, can you both throw popcorn at the same time?
Okay. Here it comes.
He got them both, even though they were nowhere near his mouth.
Thank you. I've been Peter.
That was the most talented talent I've ever seen. I know we're just getting started, but you know what? Peter is the winner. That's it. Everyone else can go home. Talent competition night is canceled, indefinitely finished. Peter. Hey, Peter, wait. Peter.
Huh?
Peter, I'm not just the MC at a local coffee shop's talent competition night. I'm also Simon McSimonson.
Simon McSimonson? Who's that?
You're kidding me, right? You don't know Simon McSimonson? The Simon McSimonson? The only Simon McSimonson? I used to be the biggest talent manager on the scene. I took acts straight to the top. I know talent when I see it, kid, and you've got it. I mean, I've never seen an act like that before. What are you doing playing coffee shops? You should be out on the road, man, selling out arenas, out there on the circuit.
But I do a podcast with my friends in space.
Podcast? Blah. Peter, baby, you're talking pennies, I'm talking pounds. And you don't need friends. You're
A solo act, I can tell.
I guess. I have been feeling like they don't respect me.
See what I mean? You can forget them. Forget everything about your past life. I can make all of your wildest dreams come true. Come on, Peter. All you have to do is sign this contract, and I'll make you the biggest star in the world.
Wow, that contract is really long.
Oh, sorry, wrong paperwork. This is for my mortgage. I don't have my glasses.
New homeowner?
Yes.
Congrats.
Thank you so much. It's like good stress, but anyways, here we go. Just sign this contract, and I'll make you the biggest star in the world.
Wow, that contract is surprisingly short. Okay.
Welcome to showbiz, Peter. Wait, no, that was your old name. You are now Peter, Popcorn Eater.
Everyone everywhere is buzzing with affection for newest rising star, Peter, Popcorn Eater, whose popcorn-catching tricks have taken the world by storm. His coffee shop performance last night has gone viral on the intranet.
Peter, Popcorn Eater's star continues to rise as he heads out on a world tour.
I'm here today with Peter, Popcorn Eater, the number one biggest celebrity in the world. Okay, so Peter, the Peter Cinematic Universe film franchise is the number one film franchise in history. Is there anything you'd like to say to your fans out there?
Sorry, I'm busy. Please, no photos.
Hey, he said no photos, okay? Back, you vultures, back! Peter, Popcorn Eater has a big show tonight, okay? He needs his room. Give him his space to prepare. You're gonna get him out of his zone!
Well, Petey, it's the night of the big show. What do you say we get out there and we knock their socks off? What do you say, buddy? What do you say?
I'm not finished getting ready.
Oh, no, of course not. I would never rush you. You're my big star.
Assistant, fetch me my lemon water.
Assistant, lemon water.
Of course, Mr. Popcorn Eater.
Now hold it for me while I sip.
Of course.
I'm sweating. Someone fan me now.
Yes, sir.
Fan me!
Yes, fanning you now.
Are my tiny gourmet hot dogs on their way?
Yes, of course.
Who is at the door?
Mr. Peter, there are four, regular people here to see you.
Regular people? Who, pray tell?
Peter, it's us.
Who is us?
Megan and Lee and Rachel and Nimini.
Hey, Peter!
Well. If this isn't like staring at the past.
All right. No autographs before the show. Hey, Peter, shall I rid you of these groundlings?
No.
Let them speak their piece.
Why have you come?
We miss you.
The tidal wave hasn't been the same since you left.
We wanted to ask you to come back.
Come back? After all I've seen and done, you never appreciated me then, and now you just want to hitch a ride on my shooting star.
Peter, we always thought you were a star, but that's not why we miss you. We miss you because you're our friend.
Too little, too late. My manager will show you the door.
That's the door.
That's a window.
Oh, that's the door.
You mean refrigerator?
Gosh, I'm so sorry. I don't have my glasses. Could you just go back out the way you came in? Thinky.
Peter, wait!
Make sure they leave the premises.
Of course, Sir Peter.
I never want to see them again!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.
Is Peter Peter Popcorn Eater a Peter Peter Popcorn Cheater? New reports are claiming the plot of his new movie Popcorn Fast and Furious is stolen.
Peter Peter Popcorn Eater's third studio album, Peter Peter Popcorn Singer, has been panned by every single critic in the world.
Today on the show, world popcorn markets continue to fall today. Will increased tariffs on caramel popcorn mean we all have to eat that gross cheese popcorn they put in the holiday popcorn tins?
Peter, Peter, Popcorn Eater. He was once the biggest star in the world, but where is he now? No one knows.
What has become of my life? I hardly recognize myself.
Where am I now?
You did this to me.
Me? I did what I promised. I made you a star.
But stars fall.
Stars fall! And now what do I have?
I don't know. How about millions and millions of dollars?
Money, yes. But respect? Friendship?
I'm your friend, Peter.
You only care about how much money I can make you.
That's not true. Is someone paying you to say that? And how much are they paying you to say that? What's 10% of that?
I gave up everything for fame and glory, and now I have nothing. I should have never walked into your talent competition.
Hey, I made you, kid.
Simon, I can't do this anymore. You're fired!
Fired? You can't fire me. You're nothing without me. You'll regret this, kid. They always do. Where's the door? I'd like to slam it dramatically, but I don't have my glasses. Door? No. Ah, that's the fridge. Gosh, it looks so much like a door. Okay, here we go. So long, Peter Peter Popcorn Traitor! Is that the door? Yes, that was the door! Hello? Coffee shop? Tail competition night is back on!
Oh, what I wouldn't give to spend another moment aboard the tidal wave with my dear friends, Megan, Lee, Rachel, and Nimini.
Peter?
I can almost hear them now, saying my name.
Peter!
Can you hear it? It's almost too real.
Peter.
But it's not real. None of it is real.
That's it. I'm turning this thing off.
Huh? Peter, are you okay?
What have I done?
Peter! Hey, Peter! Open your eyes!
What? Where am I? Where's my mansion? My millions? My manager? My maid? My Mamma Mia memorabilia? My...
Peter, you were inside a simulation.
Huh?
Yeah. Huh?
I built a simul room on the ship so we can do training exercises and, you know, take vacations without taking vacations.
So none of that was real?
No.
I didn't catch popcorn in my mouth for 20,000 people at Madison Square Garden?
No.
I am so happy. I'm sorry that I was mad at you guys and then I came in here and I lived a whole lifetime and, well, I was wrong to ever think that I didn't need you guys.
Aw, thanks, Peter. Hey, come on, let's go watch a movie or something. I made popcorn.
I think I'll skip the popcorn. Can we do another story, though?
Yeah!
Okay, listeners, this next story is about a contest. And in this contest, you have to S-P-E-L-L. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name's Mila. I'm 9 years old and I live in California. This is my story, Spelling Snakes.
We finally made it to the park! Mom, could you have driven any slower?
I was just being careful. It's not every day that my daughter, Piper the Boa Constrictor, is a contestant in the world-famous spelling bee!
Actually, Mrs. Constrictor!
Oh, Courtney, please. You're my daughter's best friend. You can call me Jazzy.
Can I call you Jazzy?
Not until you're in college.
Whatever.
So, actually, Jazzy, Piper and I aren't entering a spelling bee.
Yeah, Mom, everyone knows that bees can't spell.
Oh, that's why those bees at work can't do the crossword.
We're entering the world-famous spelling snakes.
The world's premier spelling competition. As a snake, it's always been my dream to win it. And this is the year I'm gonna do it.
Well, you've been coiled up in your room studying nonstop, so I think you're a shoo-in to win.
English, philosophy,
Piper?
P-H, is it
Piper, can you hear me?
Oh, sorry. I was deep in thought, thinking of each word I know and how to spell them. Anyway, we should get going. The big tent where the competition is right over there.
Well, good luck, Piper. Courtney, you're competing too, right?
Technically, yes, but I'm pulling for Piper all the way. Bye,
Mom.
Jazzy!
Whoa, look at how large the tent is! I can't see an entrance anywhere!
Excuse me. Are you looking for the entrance to the spelling snakes?
Yes! Wait, who are you?
Who, me? Why, I'm... a fairly handsome porcupine.
Cool. Hi! Do you know where the entrance to the tent is? I'm competing this year, and I really don't want to miss the competition.
Then slither along and follow me. All of the other contestants are on stage, and it's about to start.
Ah! Well, let's go!
The entrance is just beyond this curtain.
Whoa! This place is massive! They've got over 100 spotlights for the stage alone!
Look at those bleachers! They must fit over 10,000 people!
And don't forget the most impressive part, the million light laser show!
Wow.
Well, we've made it just in time. You should be able to find your specific podium on stage. Good luck!
Thank you, handsome porcupine!
Please, I'm fairly handsome. Goodbye.
Let's get on stage. There are so many other contestants here. Bah! I'm freaking out.
Hey, whenever you get nervous, just look over at me for our secret signal. Remember, tongue out, wink, and don't forget to smile.
Thanks, Corny. Oh, it's about to start.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 16th annual Spelling Snakes! Now, please welcome your host, the most fabulous, incredible, and socially well-respected host in the world, Gabby the Gerbil!
Oh,
for me?
Oh, for me? Thank you. Thank you. No, you're the world's greatest host. No, it's me. We know that. What an introduction! Welcome, everyone, to Spelling Snakes. Today, we'll be figuring out which contestant is the best speller in the entire world. Before we start, let's meet our contestants. First up, Richard the Walrus.
Orf, orf, hello.
Melanie the Praying Mantis.
Yes, 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 thank you.
Corny the Rattlesnake.
Hello, hello.
And finally, Peeper the Boa Constrictor.
Oh no, she got my name wrong. This is so embarrassing.
Ah, sorry, that's Piper the Boa Constrictor.
It's okay.
Oh, stop, stop. Thank you, you're too kind. Let's begin. Contestants, you will each have the opportunity to spell a word to score a point. The first to reach 3 points will become the Spelling Snakes champion. Now, here's your first word. Thesaurus.
Thesaurus. I know that word. I just have to focus and hope that no one else gets the word before I do.
Richard, you're first.
Thesaurus. T. H. A.
Melanie, it's your turn.
Thesaurus. T. H. E. Z.
Now to you, Corny.
Okay, dictionary. D. I.
Corny, the word is not dictionary, it's thesaurus.
Oh, right. Sorry, I usually read my dictionary, so I must have got confused.
Piper, you're up.
Thesaurus. Thesaurus. Come on, Piper. Focus, and you got this. T-H-E-S-A-U-R-U-S. Thesaurus.
Correct. 1 point for Piper.
Yes. Got a cha-cha to celebrate. Happiness. Moving it. Winning, winning. Good. Gotta celebrate. Cha-cha.
Wow. I have never seen a snake do the cha-cha.
Great job, Piper.
Thanks, Corny.
Contestants, your next word is... acknowledgements.
That's a tough one. Good thing I always read the acknowledgements in the back of my atlas.
Richard, you'll start this round.
Acknowledgements. E?
Close. Melanie, you're up again.
Acknowledgements. A. K.
No! It's your turn, Corny.
Corny! C. O. R.
No, Corny, not your name.
Well, you can see how I got there, though, right?
No, no. I said it was acknowledgements. I don't see how you got there.
Are you sure?
Piper?
Acknowledgements. A. C. K. N. O. W. L. E. D. G. M. E. N. T. S. Acknowledgements!
That's correct! And that's another point for Piper! She just needs one more point to become the Spelling Snakes champion! The next and potentially final word is... introduction.
Introduction. Oh no, I'm getting really nervous! Everyone is looking at me and I don't want to fail now!
Richard?
Well, I don't know how to spell the word introduction, but... I do know how to sell insurance. See, I'm an entrepreneur and...
Oh no, I'm not going to be able to spell this word. What do I do?
Melanie?
Can you use it in a sentence and also spell it?
Corny?
Pass.
Okay. Piper!
Don't be nervous, Piper. Just remember, tongue out, wink,
and don't forget to smile. I love to write intros in my books. Introduction. I-N-T-R-O-D-U-C-T-I-O-N!
That is correct! Piper is our winner! Congrats, Piper! Is there anyone that you'd like to thank for this tremendous victory?
Yes! First, I'd like to thank my mom, Jazzy, for driving me here.
I love you, honey, and I'm waiting in the car!
The Fairly Handsome Porcupine for showing me how to get in here.
Happy to help.
And most importantly, my friend Corny. I couldn't have done it without you. Hey, Corny, do you know how I spell best friend?
I literally have no idea.
C-O-R-N-Y.
Hey, that's my name.
It sure is, best friend. Give me a hug.
Yay.
Get in here.
Wait, you're a boa constrictor? Now let's get tight.
Sorry. The end.
And now Lee speaks with the author.
Hello?
Hey, Neela, it's Lee from the Story Pirates.
Hi.
So how did you come up with spelling snakes? What was your inspiration?
I was on a road trip, and we were listening to an audiobook, and it was about a spelling bee, so that must have inspired me.
Uh-huh.
And then I was thinking about competition.
Oh, okay. Are you a good speller?
Yeah, I think so.
And have you ever competed in front of a crowd before?
No, but tomorrow I'm going to be in a climbing competition.
Really? What does that mean?
I'm going to drive to Santa Cruz and compete against a lot of other people.
You can drive?
No, I cannot drive.
Okay, so you probably have someone driving you.
Yes, my mom or dad.
Okay, so your mom and dad are going to drive you to Santa Cruz, and then you're going to climb in a gym, and it's going to be a competition.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about it?
Nervous. And I really want to win, but I don't know if I will.
Yeah. So how do you think it'll feel if you don't win?
Maybe upsetting, but I know that I can be in other competitions, and this is just my first one. And also, there's a pizza place where all the climbers go, and I really want to go.
Can you go to the pizza place whether you win or not?
Yes.
Well, sounds pretty good to me. That's exciting. I'm really excited for you.
Thanks.
And in your story, Piper, when she's nervous, focuses on the audience, right?
Yeah.
What do you do when you are in a situation that you feel nervous about, but you need to stay calm?
I think about happy things.
Huh. What's an example of a happy thing you might think about?
Maybe something fun that I'm doing afterward.
Like, I don't know, go to a pizza place maybe? Wait, I have one more question. I have to ask, how did you get the idea for the Fairly Handsome Porcupine?
I really like animals, and I just wanted to make a funny part.
Well, you succeeded. Neela, this has been so fun to talk to you today.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy your pizza. Good luck in the contest. And thanks for letting us perform your story.
Thanks.
All right. Bye, Neela.
Bye, Lee.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. And a big thanks to today's authors, Neela and Isaiah. Before we go, here's today's Story Spark. Kids, write us a story about a journalist who discovers a shocking secret. Now, a journalist is someone who works for a newspaper or website or TV station who travels around finding out what's going on in the world and reporting back to the rest of us. So, write us a story from your imagination about a journalist who discovers a shocking secret and shares it with the world. Tell us what the secret they discover is, what the world thinks when they learn that secret, and what happens after the secret is revealed. Is anyone mad that their secret is out? What do people do about it? How does the journalist feel afterwards? Grown-ups, as always, send in stories to storypirates.com. See you next week.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Executive producers Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Lee Overtree, Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, M.R. Daniel, Andrew Miller, Jonathan Roberts, Chad Chennai, and Greg Barnett. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky, and our staff writer is Mike Cabalon. Contributing writers are Peter Johnston, Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Special guest, Danny Pudi. This episode features performances by PJ Azima, Kelsey Baer, Dewey Cadell, Chris De La Cruz, Sasha Diamond, Lauren Glover, Gabby Hornig, Nick Canellis, April Laval, Peter McNerney, Anna Marr, Jack Mitchell, Brendan O'Grady, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Justin Phillips, Julia Schroeder, Rachel Winitsky, Nimini Ware, and Matt Zambrano. Quark Power was written by Danny Teeger and produced by Brendan O'Grady, with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell. Additional music by Bobby Lord. Additional recording at Vox Studios in Los Angeles, California. Special thanks to Ryan Knutson, Kate Linebaugh, and Annie Rose Strasser. Theme from The Journal by Haley Shaw. Okay, it's the middle of the night. Everyone's asleep. I finally have the simul room all to myself. Okay, I'm just gonna set the dial here to turn the simul room to my dream scenario. Okay, there we go. And now, to open the door where my dream will be realized. Okay, here we go. Nobody moves. Oh, I forgot the accent. Nobody moves. It's me, world famous Detective Lee. You can tell it's me by my big twirly mustache, tweed jacket, and deerstalker cap. Now, listen up, various aristocrats. No one may leave this old-timey train car traveling through the mountains until I solve the mystery. The mystery of which of you farted.